Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Everybody was like, oh, I'll take the baby. You go finish school. Well, by the time that happened, you would look up and some of those teens 2 years later had two more children. Mm-hmm. And it was said that it was because the struggle wasn't there. And I'm not trying to campaign.
I got you.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying, oh, they made their bed, lie in it. No. This is a group effort, right? So now if something is too easy, if the safety net is always there, that child doesn't mind falling off that rope.
Yeah. So in that sense, because the way you framed it, the more that we do for our children, the more, I guess it was kind of enabled they are, or the less, like we're robbing them of experiences that could mature.
Yes.
I agree that the more we do the same thing for our children over and over and don't allow them to learn because they know that we're their safety net is true. From another perspective, doing more than what was done for us, I think, is a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because they should be starting from our most successful place in life.
Agreed.
Right? And that doesn't mean rob them of challenges, but don't give them a challenge for the sake of having the identical challenge. And you guys had that thing in common.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gonna count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, but now it's on you, bro.
Yeah. And just like that, we live. Welcome to the Dis-Un Show, where we have meaningful conversations and help you get rid of the saying, I wish I knew then what I know now, in real time. I'm one of your hosts, James Johnson.
D. Johns.
See, they saw how I slipped that James Johnson on you with my regular degular.
I ain't gonna even question it no more, man.
This the product line.
What they
man.
Say, be who you is, not who you ain't.
Yeah. How your week going, man? What you got?
Weak is strong, man. Weak is strong. We got paid.
Listen.
Collections.
Listen,
collections. Yeah. Collections showed up. So yeah. This is a solid week. And it's one of those wanted to be a baseline. Like I need to hit a couple of these kind of weeks a month. Yeah. That'll be sufficient.
Yes, sir.
And then build on that.
Yes, sir.
So we're looking at how to build that out. How about you, bro?
Same. Just pushing. A couple of episodes ago, I promised to show an update about an endeavor that I was looking into, going into. Hit a roadblock. I backed off it. Some things have turned around this week that may have that a viable option again. I don't know. So that's why I'm mindful of not speaking too much too soon. Just know that the soil is being turned right now. And if it turns into something, then I'll absolutely be transparent about everything. We talked about it, but talking about for the audience.
You say know when to walk away, know when to run.
Yeah. Like, share, subscribe. That's very important. We say that every episode because it truly matters. I like the momentum that we're getting. I really do.
I was about to say the same thing. I was going to say the like and shares is actually working.
Yes. The feedback, hearing from people I hadn't heard from, you're hearing from people and introducing me to people that I didn't know were following us so closely. I like that. Running into a lot of your back home friends chiming in.
Yep.
Getting us caught up on some of these good stories.
Yeah, the vault is still open.
Yeah.
The story's gonna fly. I don't know. Yeah. Might fly tonight. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know because
depending on where the topic is.
Yeah. Stay tuned because it's gonna be that kind of night. Yeah, because also it's football season. I don't want to steer too clear.
You know,
young people good now.
We mashing the gas and the brake at the same time. We running even.
Driving with 2 feet.
If we running even.
But you know, get these Saints off our head. You know, I won't say too much. Because I don't want to date the episode. Just know it's going to be a long season, man.
Yeah, we'll see what the tone is next week. I mean, I'm a quasi-Saints fan because my boy coaching.
That's fine. I got
whoever he show up. I mean, thankfully, he ain't showed up in Washington.
But that's crazy, man, because you could just say you support your brother.
I do. That's why I said quasi. No,
But you say the people.
When I go, I'm going to sit on their side. Well, kind of.
Wow.
Unless they play at Dallas, but they're
moving right along,
man.
Think you know a guy, man. You think you know a guy, but tonight's episode that we're going to be discussing is very important. It's very important, and it is what's our wording? Son, pick up the torch, dear son.
Dear son, the torch is yours.
Dear son, the torch is yours.
The torch is
yours. Pardon my blunder on that verbiage because it's very important the way you word that.
Yeah.
So without me trying to lean you into a certain direction.
Yeah.
What you got for dear son, the torch is yours?
Torch is yours, man. I think I'm responsible for that one.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah. So it's for me, it was a call to action. Like, is he ready for the torch?
Yeah.
And if he's not, what are the gaps? And how much of the gap is my responsibility? How much of it is his? And how do we close the gaps? But that's where I was then. That's where I am now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't necessarily going to run from this topic, but I was going to run from this topic for a few more weeks.
Yeah.
For a few more weeks. Because this is probably 2-3 months old.
It is.
Yeah. Quick catch up because we always got new people chiming in.
Yeah.
When we say the bank, we're talking about our repository of topics.
Yeah.
Because whenever the spirit hit or something, you know, middle of the day, we might think of something that's good to discuss on the platform and we'll just add it to a shared file. So that's the bank, right?
Right.
And then we don't really... What do we say? Pre-game? I ain't said it in so long.
Yeah.
Said we don't pre-game.
We don't rehearse.
Yeah.
We don't discuss. We don't even share our ideas because I don't want to sway you.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You don't want to sway me.
Yep.
And I think it works out perfectly because more often than not, we end up with two perspectives on the same topic. And it helps to reach a broader audience because different people within the audience feel either one side or the other, or more, and add their perspective, and we like that.
That's the value that we're not the same person,
right?
We got different backgrounds, different lenses that we see through.
Tasting music,
it can be that kind of night. It could. I know you. He feeling so. Since we like to let people in, he's feeling froggy because he's getting on the plane in about 8 hours or so.
About 8 hours or so.
Yeah. He's going to miss a couple of days of work. So he's feeling a little froggy this evening.
Yeah, I feel good.
Let it ride.
I feel good.
How did it strike you when you saw
it? Me, it made me analyze some things at the house of getting away from, I guess, the same old same and meeting my boys where they are. You know what I mean? And what I mean by that is, often we're into something and it could be successful and we get so caught up in the success of what we're doing or what we've already deemed as successful. And we automatically feel like that's what our kids need to go into without assessing. Are you into that? Are you good at that? Are you even better at something else? Is maybe this thing that we're doing right now, it could be very lucrative right now. It could be very relevant right now, But by the time it's your time to pick up the torch and the torch is yours, this could be outdated. It could be antiquated. It could be extinct. It could be stale. It could be overly done, overly processed. We don't know what that is. So it made me think more towards trying to hone in where their mindsets are, their skills, their talents, and try to go deeper with it or intensify it even. Mm-hmm. So that's my focus with it right now.
I'm glad you said that because I wasn't considering AI.
Yeah.
In any other, well, I guess AI is probably the biggest, would be the biggest shift from now until whenever somebody hears this. But is what we're doing now working?
Right.
Because we focus a lot on conversations about showing our children what we do.
Right. Yes.
And to orient people, we haven't done this in a minute. So I'm gonna give you prep. Today I have 5 kids. And I guess that's appropriate to say because I'm thankful for that. 5 kids, they are 20, 17, 16, 10, and 8 on today. I got 3 girls, 2 boys, girl, girl, boy, girl, boy. Gave you time.
Well, you sure be making me look like I got a squad, don't
you? I gave you time.
I got a friend I always talking about. I got 5'11 kids, but I have 6 children.
Yeah.
5 boys, 1 girl. By 2 women, married to both. Two marriages.
Consecutively.
Consecutively. Don't play with me. Yeah, yeah.
Not a parallel.
So
that could have went wild. He said by 2 women.
Two wives. That's 2 wives. Yeah. So 22. My oldest son is 22. And then I have an 18-year-old. I have a 17-year-old son. All 3 of those are boys. And then I have a daughter. She's actually 12 this year. Mm. And then I have a 7-year-old son, a 5-year-old son. So
yeah.
That's my squad.
Yeah. So the other part about is whatever, when their time comes, what's going to be right and how different it looks from now.
Yeah.
I started thinking about adaptability. Right. Mm. And that I look at it from 2 different perspectives, mine and then my children.
Yes.
Right. Because we can have a tendency, and I'll speak for me, to be dismissive of their perspective because we think we know so much.
Yeah.
And we do know.
Right.
But they may be more in tune with the changing of the times than we are. So when that pivot happens, they may pivot before us.
Yeah.
And that the pendulum swings to the other side in terms of them being more aware and having better, more current information about which way to go. So I'm glad you said that because I wasn't actually thinking. I was really thinking archaic.
Yeah.
Like what my dad gave me.
Yeah.
What did I miss? Did I develop now?
Yeah.
I'll give all this to my son and he's going to be straight.
Yeah.
Maybe
not. Right. I had you out here with these bell bottoms on. But
in a cutoff sweatshirt. Come on, man. What we doing? Yeah.
So I'm trying to be more diligent with that. Like we'll get in the car. He's progressing really well with his driving. Going to take his test in a couple of weeks to go ahead and be that dude. But we still going to talk about that. But I get in the car now. I get in the passenger seat and don't ask me anything. I don't care. Knock yourself out. I let him put his radio on what he wants. It's his route. He drive. Hey, where we going? Why are you asking me? I'm sitting over here, buddy, looking out the window. Matter of fact, I'm going to do your number. I'm getting in my phone. The whole time we rolling, you strike up a conversation with me, make me talk to you. Don't let me sit in your car quiet. You know, I'm reversing the roles. I want you to get into this and be more mindful of, hey, how do I get to the, no. We've been here 100 times. And I told you 100 times, pay attention where we're going. This on you, son.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
How is he adapting to that?
He's doing well. He's doing better because now if we are going somewhere and everybody's in the vehicle and he's in the back, he's asking questions. Oh, we tuned in now. We tuned in. I like it. Helping me with music.
I mean, you need help. All of you can't get. While we there.
Yeah.
While we at the cul-de-sac.
Yeah. So I'm in a box, you know, musically.
Yeah.
It's mixed, but it's still a box.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff I've written off like, that's trash. I'm not. And he's opening my eyes to some things like, try this.
Right.
So I say that to say, I would like to get the message out more so to be more open and receptive to what that next generation has going on, because we'll look up and we'll have five favorite songs. And now you're talking about they just don't make music anymore.
Right.
They make plenty. We're just so closed-minded to everything. And we're always preaching and yelling at our kids to be expansive and open, yet we're closed, make us look like hypocrites.
Yeah.
So the first thing you said at the opening of the show, where you was talking about the perspectives as well, and I was going to ask you more about that, where, because again, it's coming quick, and then you got a gap to kind of sit back and assess how did you do with the first three.
Yeah.
And if you want to make any changes or any changes need to be made for the next, you know, the final two. With that, are there any concerns with the rapid change in our environment right now? Like right now, the economy is changing. Mm-hmm. Technology is changing. We're at a pivot point, to your point. A lot of things as we know it will no longer be this way in the near future. How do you feel about, is it frightening? Is it encouraging as far as you have three in the next 3 years, tops, all three will be actively engaging and making their mark in this environment. How do you feel about that? Them picking up the torch and running with that?
The part that concerns me is sometimes they don't seem to be as, things don't seem to be as urgent.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to temper my assessment of their urgency with my overly urgent self.
Right.
When something is urgent to me, I address it and I handle it accordingly.
Yeah.
Like, clearly this thing deserves this level of urgency. And I don't always see that in them.
Right.
Sometimes it kind of annoys me that, how do you not see this?
Yeah.
And then it kind of falls back to me like, okay, how have I, is this just a personality thing and they're coming into their own and they handle it different, which it really is, but that wasn't necessarily thought A all the time. And how much should I let them figure out at this stage when the 20 and the 17 will be 18 in a couple months, in December.
Yes.
And like with her, the oldest is in college, has a full-time job, and is running a side business. Now, I know from traveling that path before how difficult that is and that something's going to suffer.
Right.
But I can't necessarily decide for her which thing is going to be the most important to her right now.
Nope.
Because at this stage, me making my thing important to her doesn't necessarily guarantee her success.
Yeah, true.
It may impress upon her or influence her to do what daddy wills to be done, but that doesn't necessarily set her up, because she could be trying to please or appease my wishes for a time, and that's just pushing her timeline back for the things that she's really destined and designed for.
Man.
Then with my 17 to be 18 year old, what's hitting me now is like she's preparing for college.
Yes.
And the older child didn't display, they matured at different paces.
Yeah.
Right. Oldest child is on like track, clearly tracking now, but she was a little bit more, but I'm also trying.
Yeah. Right.
So we kind of saw that, okay, you're going to be at home. It's probably going to be the local college to kind of get your bearings. And ultimately that's what I did.
Right,
so I'm not saying that dismissively.
Right.
My community college led me to the executive leadership. So whatever your path is your path.
Correct.
But my 17, 18 year olds, my senior in high school, 4.0 something. Like I don't even know how that looks on anything that has my name on it.
Yeah.
And the wild thing is, she came to the point where she accepted that her place in her class is her place in her class, because there's only two semesters left.
Yeah.
There's only so much AP left.
Right.
So to have above a 4.0, but still be number 30 or 32.
That's crazy, right?
I don't know. I've never lived that life.
Yeah.
I told you before, I graduated with honors and didn't know it.
Yeah.
Standing in the wrong line talking about, where's my diploma?
Yeah.
It's over there.
Over there.
You know what I'm saying? So her getting ready for school is kind of it's hit me now because they took that trip.
Yeah.
A couple weeks by the time this comes out to look at a school in another state. Before she was talking about 30-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she came back and, you know, I was walking her to the bus stop one morning because she goes dumb early and you ain't going to try my daughter.
Correct.
You know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Correct.
And she's open to going away.
Man.
Boy, I ain't going to say I cried in front of her. I ain't going to say I cried on camera.
Too late.
I was like, wait a minute.
Put a pin in that. That's going to come back around because I absolutely want to dig in that because that's the reality for a lot of parents right now. And have been and continue to will be, but we'll circle back to that.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of what you said is the approach.
Mm.
Y'all were open and supportive enough to meet each child to this point where they are.
Right.
And that was another point that I was trying to make with my perspective is, let's say you're a brain surgeon and you're the best in the business. Quite naturally, because you've seen what life that affords your family, if it's possible for my son, my daughter, to follow my footsteps, I have the connections, I have the people, I have the network, I have the know-how, I can start to feed you these things before you even get there. Well, let's put a spin on it. Perhaps the family trait that passed from you to that child is the ability to network. The ability to talk to others, the ability to motivate, the ability to lead, not so much as be the surgeon. I may not have the interest in the medical part of it. I may not have the interest in the sweat labor or sweat equity, as they call it. I don't want that part. However, I see the ins and outs and the workings of the business, and I can do this times 10. I can run 10 of those if I'm not the person in there performing these duties.
Mm.
So I would like to open my thought process as well as people I know and anybody that's listening that can benefit from this. Open your mind to that side of it.
Mm.
We're so busy cracking the whip through school. Pay attention. Come do this. Slide in here. Think about an industrial city or state. Hey, when you graduate, you're coming over here to the steel mill. Hey, when you finish that, you're coming to the shipyard down south, South Louisiana. When you finish, I'm going to try to get you on at this chemical plant. Those are the lucrative jobs and positions in those economies. So obviously you're trying to get your kid on. Well, the issue with that is nobody talked to that kid. He has zero interest in that.
Yeah.
Man, as soon as I graduate here, I'm going to California. I'm going to Texas. I'm going to South Florida, wherever you're going, New York. I don't care where it is, but your mind could absolutely be on something else. But if you as a parent, you're so stuck on, I'm going to give you this torch.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to developing what that kid's torch is or direction is or passion. And from what I hear, passion could be overrated. You know, it said follow what you're good at, and that'll give you the ability and the resources to later chase your passion. That's another conversation.
Yeah, I agree with that, though.
Right. Okay. But so I would like to be more focused on what is this child right here standing in front of me good at? Because the network could be the torch. I'm a networking fool. So.
But were you always like that?
From day one.
Yeah.
Like, but I was silly though.
Okay.
That was like, as a kid, I was always, my anger turned into silliness. And I liked the funny laughing side more so than the we beefing side.
Yeah.
And so I fell in love with that, thank God.
Yeah.
And took that and ran with it. Nobody want to be around anger and confusion all the time, but everybody's drawn to happiness, joy. So I try to spread joy and it, you'll be surprised what that energy brings to your life. And I'm thankful for that. Torch,
mm-hmm.
Transition, next phase can be scary to a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Can be downright. My wife has threatened that when my when my 17-year-old leaves for college, she gone.
She gone.
Slow down.
But her sister right with her.
yeah. So how? Because you've obviously dealt with your oldest. She's mm-hmm. in college. But it was kind of a filler for you because, again, the local. So my baby didn't leave me. Mm-hmm. She's adult. She's doing her thing. But she's right here. I can still put my hands on her. to where I didn't have to really deal with that turning her loose, if you will.
Yeah.
That's about to be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
What, I don't want to suggest what helps you deal with it or go through it. What is it about, or what can you speak to in that scenario that would strengthen you for that transition or prepare you or any parent listening to get ready for that transition?
So she's experienced it. I was the first in my family to pick up my family and go out of the country.
Yeah.
My aunt, my mom's sister, my mom has lived probably in a 10, 15 mile radius her whole life. I think she spent a little bit of time in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
but 90-95% of her life, same with my dad, has been in the 5-10 square mile radius.
Wow.
In terms of where that house was.
Right.
You know, they got in the car, got on the planes to go places eventually. But we went to another continent.
Yeah.
So she's lived and experienced that kind of major transition. And even before that, we were always picking up and kind of moving around because of my job.
Yeah.
Right. We lived in one area. Then I left. Right. I went to Iraq and came back. So she's dealt. She's seen that. She was very young then. But then we picked up as a family and moved to the DMV area.
Yes.
Washington, D.C., the metro, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And we lived life there. We picked up from there and went to Dubai for 3 years. So she's, what you got?
Hold on, I'm gonna do like you say, you're cheating.
How?
No. Those are together steps.
Yeah.
You getting to that?
I'm gonna pull it together.
Oh, come on.
I'm pulling together. Say, but what I'm saying is that gave her reps and direct experience of what it is to leave what's familiar.
Yes.
So that's why I'm going with it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And being able to adapt and make friends that maybe didn't speak the same first language as you did.
Yes.
So seeing them being able to do that and it happened really quickly,
yeah,
and they didn't miss a beat. There was no sulking or I miss my old friends. Why are we doing this? Everything was exciting to them.
Yeah.
And I was the one kind of in my head, like, is this the right thing? Is the right thing? Nervous. But they just got that kind of energy. So that's what I was going.
And I regret interrupting you now now that I see where you went with it, because that's what I was going to ask. But in essence, what I gathered out of that is that actually showed you what you needed to see to give you the confidence in my baby going to be fine.
Going to be fine.
My baby
me,
gonna be
on
fine.
The other hand.
Yeah. Somebody pray for him.
Me, I might be a wreck because it was all good. Like we went and saw UT Arlington.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this is wonderful campus.
Yeah.
And it is. And it's not a bias because like it's a really good campus.
Yeah.
But when she went away, it started making me think about how I kind of regretted that I didn't even, when I got accepted to the college that was 15, 20 miles from the house, I stopped worrying about everything else because I was scared to go and I just put on like that was really my choice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, In my talk, I said, I wanted to go to Atlanta. We were living in Virginia, not Northern Virginia, but Hampton Roads area. I was like, man, I want to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I want to go to Morehouse. I want to do this. And I want to do that. And the closer it got, not that that became a reality, I talked myself out of even trying to pursue it because I wanted to stay home, what was familiar,
yep,
close to my friends. And like, sometimes I look up and my friends be on campus like they went there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's how Grambling is back home, man.
That's another topic.
That big high school.
Yeah. That's another topic that's in the bank.
Yeah.
Picking your friends. But
yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is a reality for me that, you know, the school year is flying.
Yes.
Like first report cards already came out.
Man, you know don't what get I'm me saying? Started.
And it's like, you know, by February, March, we should be understanding acceptance and
correct. At that point, we prepping.
Yeah.
We buying furniture.
Yeah.
We trying to see what we're gonna do with the dorm room.
Yeah. And I know her, wherever she goes, it's gonna require her to be there in June or July.
True. You ain't lying. She gonna be ready.
Yeah.
Some activity. So the importance is pay attention to prepping.
Mm-hmm.
The prepping of let's not wait till it's time to look at these schools to start wrapping our mind as parents, as the children, as the family unit having conversations, waiting until we're faced with a thing to discuss the thing. Mm. When this whole time we could have been talking about it, and the shock of leave, you know, if you wait to the second semester of your child's senior year of high school to start talking about leaving, you got a problem on your hands. I'm going to tell you that right now. So yeah, I would just say start now. Yeah. Eighth grade, ninth grade, I don't care. Start talking now as though it's already happening. Yeah. And I get it. Some people will say, oh, school not for everybody. I understand. Mm-hmm. And even if it's not, still had a conversation. Mm-hmm. Because you could be prepping them for something else. It could be trade school. It could be work. Perhaps they get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that some major business, corporation, job. Hey, right now, pick up your stuff. And if your kid mm-hmm. can come to Oklahoma City,
yep.
Oklahoma, right now, the fear of, I don't want to go 3 hours. Well, that's 3 hours from Dallas. You can do that with your eyes closed. But because nobody spoke that into you, mm-hmm. it's foreign, it's frightening, terrifying even.
Yeah.
To the parents and the child. Like, I didn't prep you for that. So passing the torch being yours, mm-hmm. what do you feel about, or are you in agreement? I'm gonna say it this way. I feel like the more we do as parents for our children, we're robbing them of their ability to effectively own their torch. And let me explain that. If every time one of your kids stumbles mm-hmm. and you run over there and pick them up, they'll never learn, one, how to pick themselves up, two, how to avoid that obstacle. I don't care. Because sometimes going through something make you say, I'm never going through that again. Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to take the steps to never have to face that again. Well, if the other side or the consequence don't hit the same, then, oh, that's not so bad. You'll find yourself telling people that absolutely went through that thing. It's not so bad. What are you complaining about? Wasn't so bad for you because you had all hands on deck. You didn't truly. It said that team. And I know this is going to open up a can of worms. Teen pregnancy back in the day mm-hmm. It became an issue because it started happening so much when we were in our teen years. We're talking the 90s. Mm-hmm. So in the 90s, it took off so bad that everybody was like, oh, I'll take the baby. You go finish school. Well, by the time that happened, you would look up and some of those teens 2 years later had two more children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was said that it was because the struggle wasn't there. And I'm not trying to campaign.
I got you.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying, oh, they made their bed, lie in it. No. This is a group effort, right? So now if something is too easy, if the safety net is always there, that child doesn't mind falling off that rope.
Yeah. So in that sense, because the way you framed it, the more that we do for our children, the more, I guess it was kind of enabled they are, or the less, like we're robbing them of experiences that could mature.
Yes.
I agree that the more we do the same thing for our children over and over and don't allow them to learn because they know that we're their safety net is true. From another perspective, doing more than what was done for us, I think is a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they should be starting from our most successful place in life.
Agreed.
Right? And that doesn't mean rob them of challenges, but don't give them a challenge for the sake of having the identical challenge. And you guys had that thing in common.
Yeah.
So I think like my goal is to do as much for my children to give them the best chance at life.
Yes.
Right. Now, what they do with what I offer and how they choose to or not to take advantage of that, I don't keep shoving it down their throat. But I do think that it should be important to us to do more or do the most that we can to give our children a shot at life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So how that looks in my house now is I am more of a, I'll say things to prompt you to think. I'm not going to just hand you the solution, but I'll do more asking, why did you make that decision?
Right.
Now listen, and now I'm slower to pass judgment on how they got to that decision. Still working on my face. I'm still working on my facial responses, but my immediate, I'm more open to listening and understanding how they think.
Yes.
Because them doing a bunch of things that I say appeases me.
Yeah.
It may help them short term. If I tell you to go stand over there and the car is coming and you avoided the car.
Right.
But if I'm not there to tell you, look for the car, we just avoided that instance.
For the moment. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. And to that point, I want to put that out there, man. Start pressuring these kids. Mm-hmm. And every parent I talk to, I tell them, man, put pressure on them.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get him to pressure. And I don't mean abuse.
Yeah.
I don't mean physical touching. Pressure. Pressure could sometimes be, I just can't figure this out. And your response to that child is, it's in there. You just got to think about it. Don't be so quick to jump in there and tie that kid's shoe.
Yep.
You know, just.
Remember that episode?
Listen, you know, that's a thing in my house.
Loop and swoop.
Listen.
Bunny ears.
We're still dealing with that right now.
I'm finally out of that.
Man, listen. Yeah. I think two more weeks, we good.
Okay.
I think two more weeks, we good. Boy, been tying this shoe all week. Two more weeks. So let me take a pause on that. I got to vent, man.
Listen here.
Because that way we can show the audience we have problems. We have issues. Right now, my 7-year-old is taking piano lessons.
Ooh, great.
Yeah. Here's what I mean when I say sometimes your passing of the torch could be your personality, your humor, your networking. My wife and some people are telling me they think my 7-year-old is going to one-up my personality. I hope not. Because that's going to be a problem.
Competitively, or you legitimately hope not?
Legit.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't think the world can hold it. Like I do some things that should not be done. It's humorous. People enjoy it, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Man. I be around people that giggle at funerals, man. Not that death is funny, but you understand how ignorance, it don't be the situation, it be people, man.
Yeah.
But moving.
It's my aunt's, God rest.
Listen. So now moving to the piano lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Let these kids be who they are. The initial meeting this teacher, this dude sits down at the piano and tells this lady, she asks this cat, what is his name? He tells her, I'll tell you in a minute, let me play you my song.
It's Bishop.
Who are you? Yeah. Who are you? You don't have a song, son. You here to learn how to play piano. But you know what? I shut my know-it-all mouth and I got out the young man way. Let the boy play you his song.
He's playing the song for you.
And my son played that lady a song, man.
Let him be, man.
She said he was brilliant.
Let that man be great. So,
let your kids be who they are and stop trying to make them who you are.
Yeah,
so that's my message.
Make sure when he get the torch, he don't blow it out. I can start it again.
Yeah, you know him.
Yeah. So what are some immediate gaps that concern you the most with any of them?
I can go down the list.
Mm.
Obviously, to update the audience, my three children from my first marriage don't live with me.
Right.
But my three sons in my house, my 17-year-old, I think he's gonna be great. He's obviously we have different personalities. He's more of a quiet guy.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm around, because I've been seeing some stuff when I'm not around that you're not as quiet as I thought you were, son. And that's fine.
The report's
that's fine. That, hey, cat out the bag.
Yeah.
He's dating right now. And I'm frustrated with it. I don't tell him this. I tell my wife, now I'm telling y'all, I'm drove that my 17-year-old dating, man, because
really,
I don't think it should be happening. Because what?
Based on what?
You got so much to do. We got some stuff to do. We got work to do. But again, that's me working through that foolery, because in one breath, you can't complain about the direction of society and things are non-conventional. And now here is an example of society or an example of what is conventional, and to get your bumps and bruises, get your lessons, get some of this stuff out the way before you get to college and then get you a heartbreak story. Cause I don't want to speak ill and be like, I want you to get your first heartbreak now. What if they never experience heartbreak? Stop speaking that evil on these kids, man.
Mm.
Perhaps you're one of the lucky ones and you meet a woman that you never have a knockout, drag out argument with in your entire life. God bless your soul, brother, that you don't meet a woman that know every single thing about the entire universe backwards and forwards as though they wrote it.
I want the movie rights. I want the movie rights for that one.
But I don't want to go too deep in that. We're going to do an episode about that. Let's do an episode about teens and their dating. But I don't want
to. That's,
let's please do that.
That'd be a callback. Cause we
did it.
We did, but it was more comedic. Dear son, she can't be what she's never seen, I believe. How did they?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Cause you know, we got a few, not being a simp.
Yeah.
Don't be the, you know, well,
Simps
is tricking.
Simps is an episode too. But I think I want that to be more of a, I think it should be more of a panel.
Yeah.
Get some greater, like some widened perspective.
Please.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Gaps. That's what we're going to stand with. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My 7-year-old, terrible parenting on my part. My 7-year-old son just now learning how to tie his shoes. That's ridiculous. Knows how to solve a quadratic equation, mind you, but can't tie his shoes. That's on me. That's on me.
So that boy can find the slope.
Yeah. So that's on me. I'm going to do better with that.
Yeah.
And my 5-year-old, he just want to play for a living and be an athlete, man. He throwing footballs and shooting basketballs. So
yeah,
gaps is I have to be more intentional. I feel like there's a parenting gap.
Mm.
I need to be more intentional about things that truly matter to my children.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I think matters, what they think matters. Because I can have a game plan all day long, but if they feel like, hey, I hadn't sat down and watched enough cartoons with them this week, they're not fulfilled. So I need to be more intentional with my gaps of parenting and finding out what's important to them as opposed to what I tell them what is important to them.
Let's look at let's look at this conversation from the other perspective of us obtaining or being handed the torch. Was there any formal conversations in your family that you recall kind of like that expressly address how ready you were or you weren't for the world?
Wow. From the adults, no. I have a cousin. He's really my brother, but on paper, he's my cousin. We grew up in the same house. Everybody that know me know who that is. Our moms were, like I said, they were poverty stricken. So my aunt and her children, my mom and her children, we were all raised in the same house to split and combine resources. Well, that obviously put first cousins in, under the same roof. We grew up like brothers and sisters. He and I, we've had those conversations, those motivational speeches. When we hit a hump or a stump or have an idea or can't figure something out, we call each other. And you know, those true hard conversations you need to have, question you soft right now. What you doing? And you can't say that to anybody.
Right.
And especially in these times, we have those conversations about, man, you're just existing right now. Drive. Don't get complacent. Don't sit back on your heels. What are you going to do with yourself? You know what I mean? So I can say, now here's the thing though. I've had my dad and uncles after the fact, they've had some encouraging words, some praise, and I'm thankful for it. But as far as prepping on the front end to say, hey, it's your time now. Let's go. This on you.
Yeah.
Did you have those conversations? Did you get that?
To be fair, my dad tried.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a period where I would entertain it, and then there was a period where I was too busy trying to be grown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that started way before I was grown.
Man.
So I didn't adhere to some of the things, and they kind of ring throughout my head now.
Yeah.
I would say they started clicking when I had children, but it's even more important or louder now in my head because of the ages of my children.
Right.
And like, again, we say, dear son, is the framework of these conversations, but I'm sure it applies to daughters as well. But he tried, and he was, where the words didn't connect, he was a good enough, shouldn't say that, he was a great example of what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I can't deny that. They say some things are taught, some things are caught. I caught a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't give him credit early as I should. But if our communication had been better, I think we would have both benefited equally from having more in-depth conversations, or at least being having the same level of engagement or care at the same time.
Yes.
So I am concerned with how well I translate that to my son.
Yeah.
Again, balancing when it's time to be the fun dad, when it's time to allow them to figure something out, or when it's time to take a hard stance on, you need this now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can't see it. I can see it, and it's my duty to make sure that it's at least articulated in a way that you can grasp onto it. So it would have been interesting to me to see another generation.
Yeah.
My dad's dad, because I say it often, but I've never seen a grandfather. And that's not a woe is me. It's just a
reality.
Literally on my dad's side of the family, we couldn't pinpoint, at least starting in the mid 1800s, where a father had a son and a father at the same time. Until
now.
So me having a son and my father alive at the same time, and he's outlived his dad, right? And he's cancer runs in the family. His dad succumbed to cancer. I'm not sure all of what happened on his mom's side and with his sisters, but I believe cancer showed up there. So it's like mortality is real.
It is.
And it's not even wishing death or speaking it into existence. I think I'll say for my family, we're so unprepared for that because we wait for that to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the perspective, a living perspective of valuable information of the person that passed.
Man.
You just have, you guess at what, this is what he meant by that.
Right.
When you could have asked him, but this is what she meant by that when they're no longer around to ask. And I know that's happened from generation to generation to generation.
Yep.
And one thing I do want to get into in another episode, and this is more just for memory's sake, is having those conversations about, well, maybe that's a part two, because like the actual torch being assumed because a generation passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's a, how do I want to frame it? That's a, it forces the torch to be passed, but then it kind of goes back to, it's a call back to the ready versus prepared aspect of doing something because it's a default that you have to versus doing something that you're prepared to do vastly different.
Yes, it is.
Right?
And
the steeper the learning curve, the more it holds back your generations and the generations that follow you.
I agree. And that's very important. I have an aunt on my mom's side. Any person in the history of our family, if you go ask her a question about that person, she has that information, but it's in her head.
Ooh.
Nothing's on paper, nothing. I have an uncle. He actually started, every time he comes to town, there in Louisiana, North Louisiana area. She lives in Coushatta, which is just south of Shreveport, but he video, like he'll set up video and he interviews her. He just starts talking, let her go. And we're learning because he shares the recordings with our generation. He's a generation above me, kinda. Like he a half step above.
Yeah.
And he sends everything to us. So we're learning things that we had no idea who these people were or how they were connected. You know, hey, that's your cousin. And that was it. Nobody said, this is how, this is why. All you know is, well, they say that's my cousin. You'll see him at school.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that's my cousin. Or you'll tell him we cousins. Nobody knows why. On my dad's side, it's my Uncle John. He has every year, man, he go to the vault and he pull out these old tapes that he used to record when we were kids.
Mm.
And I know you talked about this in your family, and I'm bringing this up for a reason. I would like to see more energy towards it and it actually become a thing. Family reunions. When I was a kid, and you know, our visions and numbers as children are ridiculous. I felt like it was 300 people at the family reunion. But now all of the you know, people have passed and this person's not there. This glue, this magnet, this foundational person is no longer with us. The numbers aren't the same anymore. We've gone from 300 to 50, then 20. Then we worked our way back up to 50, 75, 50. And just trying to see what it would take to reach out, man. I would like to see, and families. Like, for instance, our families, we're family, we're friends, but we're family.
Right.
So now just like how it used to be. Those are the things that build community. Your family come to town, we come over. My family come to town, I'm like, hey, come meet my people.
Yep.
Because so they can know. I would like to see more of that and facilitate that. Put that thing in motion. The holiday season coming up on us.
Yeah.
Let's try to pull some triggers and get some people moving and put something together.
Yeah. My folks will be here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle are coming. I don't know if my young cousin is coming. Well, he's keep saying young cousin. He'll be 30. He'll be 39.
He'll be a baby till
he's 39 in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But he was baby. He was little cousin.
That's right.
But even beyond that, like my children know the same 12 people in the family.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating, but
yeah,
because we're seven. So there's that. But like the same 20 to 30 people, right? And they think if there are no other actions and no other intentions to expand who they know, they'll think that's the extent of it and they'll think that's okay.
Yeah.
So I know I've done a terrible job in that regard of promoting the importance of family outside of the house and what you're used to seeing.
Right.
Like being, like just being curious, like me being curious about who my family is.
Yeah.
I've kind of, and I don't have anybody to blame for that other than me just being negligent in that regard. But I do, again, as I see mortality being like the effects of it being demonstrated and me being more mature in what it means.
Right.
Like when you're a child, the impact is different because that's the extent of your understanding. When you're next up and you know the shoes you got to feel.
Yeah.
Even not having all of the information from what I saw in the shoes I got to feel, I'm like, yeesh. Am I ready for the torch?
Am I ready for the torch, buddy?
Am I ready for the torch? I think that'd be a cool conversation to have with our fathers. If it could happen. I think that'd be a great conversation to have.
I'm shooting for if everything lines up perfectly.
When it does.
When it will.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite possible. I may be ready for that conversation with my dad. By this December episode with me sitting down, talking to my pops one-on-one about life, man, life history, perspective, thought process. And it's important because that'll be a keepsake I can share with my children.
Yeah.
It's important for me. I need it.
Yeah. I'll facilitate however you need.
Yeah.
You need me to hit record and leave the room. I think it would be really interesting to at some point have the conversation with three generations.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even if they just flies on the wall.
Yeah.
Like that was different. My pops came out last year. We got it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for him to hear my children's perspective unfiltered and being at like in that, not in the jovial grandpa's grandson. It was, we had conversation about three perspectives on life at four perspectives on life in parallel because of the gap in my two sons. They see life differently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and my oldest son was like, he asked me, I might do an episode with him probably in October.
Yeah.
Cause he asked about it. And then Eli slick. Cause he's like, I've only been on one episode. Then he'll walk off.
That's the slug right there. Yeah.
and move smooth on to something else.
Do what you want with that information.
Do what you will with that. Yeah. So so perspectives have kind of adjusted even in this conversation about torch.
Yeah.
Do I even have it?
Man.
Do I even have it? Like the torch, do I have it? Nah, am I, you know. How does it work, right? I guess, no, it's the wild, but I give the Olympic reference, but they leading up to it, it's handed off, right?
And think about how bright is that flame burning, man. That's levels to that torch.
Yeah.
You can hand over a dead torch. Are you looking to your children to ignite it? Or is that fire burning bright and it's like, hey, take this. We can play with that all day, man.
Yeah.
is important. However, we'll pause right here with the seriousness of the episode and we'll wrap it up. But in the spirit of
what we doing?
These phenomenal football players, we're going to wrap this thing on up. Let me tell you something. We always leave on a positive note anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I will be unbearable. I'm going to date this episode. I fly out tomorrow. I don't care. I fly out tomorrow to New Orleans, Louisiana. It's my wife's hometown. That's her little team, the New Orleans Saints. For those who don't know, I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, and I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. I don't care. Been there since the 90s. That's been my team since the 90s. Had nothing to do with that quarterback we had a couple years ago. He gone. We don't care. So listen, we're going to New Orleans, Louisiana tomorrow. I'm going to talk a lot of trash to her family, let them understand and remind them who they dealing with. I'll be on the field Sunday, literally. I'm going live on social media. And I'm going to walk on them people field real disrespectfully. And then during the game, if we whoop these people, we're going to win. We're going to win. But if we whoop these people, fill in the blank. What you got? Because I know you don't even believe in your team anymore. So come Sunday. To the victor go to spoils,
well,
Jack.
All this black on black, man. We ain't gonna do it. I'm not
are y'all black? Y'all a black team? Cowboys a black team? Yes or no?
Love Keisha J Studios for all your all of your wearable arts. Knees, jewelry, buying home furnishings and things of that nature. All things Johns & Co. Johns & Co. Productions.
Yes. Speaking of Johns & Co. Productions, listen.
Getting paid.
I'm getting a lot of questions about these Dear Son shirts. They are up for sale, guys.
They are.
They're available.
Dear Son, they're on the DearSonPodcast.com. I guess that's the easiest reference. If you're familiar with our other brand, they're on that website too. So
yes.
In the links, you'll find it every time.
Yeah.
So I need to do more. This is the original. This is the OG.
I don't have that one, y'all. I've been trying. I don't have that one.
Can we ever end on
that? I don't have that one.
How do we end this thing? He's feeling froggy. He think he already on the plane.
It's the week, man.
He's already.
It's these people, bro. We got to get these people off us, man.
I wish you the best, man. It's a great feel.
Yeah.
A great feel to be on. Yeah. It's a great stadium. Great energy.
They do all right.
They got this macaroni stand. I don't know if they still got it. The macaroni stand, and you put all the stuff on it. I'm a foodie for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so... we got the Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm realistic.
Okay.
I'm realistic. We'll see.
They say Zeke running.
We'll see.
They say Zeke running the ball this week.
You talking about giving them hand signals. He said they're nervous that he's been teaching them the hand signals. I don't. It is what it is.
Yeah.
What else we got, man?
Hey.
Flexion
Chiropractic. Mm-hmm. Good news. We're expanding again. We actually will now be, as of October 2023, we'll be servicing El Paso, Texas. Yeah, it's official. It's not in the works. It's a done deal. El Paso, Texas. San Antonio, Houston, Austin, coming. Replicate. Once you finally get a thing to do it, if you can do it and do it well.
Look at here.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat.
I love it.
So it's
I love
coming.
It.
Stay tuned.
Very, very dope.
Stay tuned.
I don't want to beat the dead horse.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace. Boy, didn't drop that. I didn't know you were going to drop that. I didn't know.
She confirmed today. She confirmed soft. She did a soft confirm.
Yeah.
All this week. But the guy came to the office today. And it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.